to another episode of Get It Off Your Chips.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy birthday to me. If anyone that didn't know, it's Annie's birthday this week.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Britt actually thought this, because she never knows when my fucking birthday is.
July 25th.
Do you want to give it a guess? Oh, you've actually been right for once. No, usually it's June. You say June 24th.
Yeah. Suck your mum. Sorry, Bev, not you.
Well, she's my mum, so.
Just a little light-hearted one this week, isn't it, girls? I feel like we've had a few weeks.
Yeah, just a little chat shit get banged type of number.
Chat shit get banged. I'm on the blue Moscato. Yeah, on the blue Audi Moscato.
I want to get one of them next week.
You should have seen it, Five Rings. Quite nice. Not sure if it gets you going. I'll let you know after I've done the bottle a bit later.
Can't wait for that. But yeah, 1 week closer to freedom, banged. Girls.
1 week closer to 1 week closer to Annie's garden. 1 week closer to the buds. Hey.
I mean, we do have a little bit of sad news, obviously, pandemic and all. We've had to relocate our Italy holiday to West Yorkshire. So, you know. I mean, I'll bring a bottle of Aperol and still pretend I'm there. Yeah. But, you know, times are tough in Europe.
But to be honest, we're in this little gaff we're going to in, where is it? Yorkshire?
Yeah, Yorkshire.
This gaff we're going to in Yorkshire, they've got piano room. So when we record our weekly podcast there, I can give a little, you know, rendition.
We should. Yeah. Well, Dad said he's bringing his little boxing gloves for the gym.
Oh, fuck.
JT's going to be running a boot camp.
Yeah, but I've done one boot camp with JT and I didn't walk for a week. So let me tell you, he don't go steady. No, honestly. So poor Bev had to sit out for 5 minutes because she thought she was going to faint.
I know. Well, he was like, oh, yeah, well, me and Mum going to bring our walking boots. I said, oh, am I not invited? He was like, well, I don't think you could keep up. He was we're quite speedy. I said, oh, nothing like a little leisurely walk. Didn't realise it was race to the top.
Well, to be honest, I can't wait. For me, it's just about the company. And I think we're in like this little village.
I mean, when I tell
loads
you.
Loads of pubs.
There's like 20 pubs surrounding us. We're going to be doing like 5 pubs a day, pub crawl.
It's going to be my birthday when we're there.
BD's. And then we'll carry on. Then we'll carry on the celebrations in Manchester on the Saturday.
BD's pub bonanza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All being well, the weekend following, we'll finish it off on Wheaton Bowls Club just to round it off. Do you know what I mean?
Why not?
But also, Italy, such a shame. But got a thing, big things ahead. Wheaton Steam Ride is going ahead this year.
Hey! Don't get much better than that. I cannot wait to be back in the beer tent. There's nowhere I feel more at home. Back in the beer tent. All right, Frank. All right, Steve. Oi, how you doing, Gloria? Do you know what I mean? It's just going to be fantastic. It's going to be like I'm seeing the village again.
I mean, this time I might even pay to go on the steam trains myself. Because I think I've missed a year. Why not?
Now, that just shows how much of an amateur you really are. You don't pay to go on the steam ride. You don't pay, darling. You just got to queue up.
What do you do?
You just queue up. Track could come round and take you for a little tour.
I don't want to queue up. I want to be first on, not only on.
What, you be your VIP?
Yeah, I'll be waving at the fuckers on the ground. They ain't getting on.
VIP pussy. Oh, what, you want to be in the ring?
I want to be on the steam train, parading round all night. Oh, my God.
Well, you're going to have to get in with one of the steam boys then. Shouldn't be too hard. Flash them a chip. They'll say all aboard.
To be fair, though, I think if I did that, they wouldn't be that impressed because my racket ain't that fun.
Flash them a chip.
Yeah.
Rack City bitch.
Yeah, just a little nip slip.
And who knows, we'll make it to the actual after party at the rally, because you have to leave by a certain time. There's an after party in the rally.
After party of the rally is dead. It's all about the bowley.
All about the bowley?
So long as I can stay awake this time.
And the karaoke at the bowley.
Yes.
So as you can tell already, everyone, we're already chatting shit. So strap yourselves in, get yourself a blue Moscato and off we go.
Let's get into it.
Cheers.
So I found this story on, I think it was Twitter, and it sent me to an article. And It was about this story of serendipity. So all about fate and how, you know, people say, you know, your cards are dealt out for you. What will be, timing and everything like that. So I'm going to read it out and I'll see, you know, just let me know what you guys think. So this is coming from the person that it happened to.
Okay.
So
that being you?
No, not me. Okay. I wish. God, talking, my life is not exciting.
You're talking very first person, darling.
No, no, no. It's definitely not me. So person says, I'm assuming it's a girl, but yeah, anyway. It was a cold, stormy winter night. What usually took me 1.5 hours took me 5 hours to get to the station. I had to pee so bad my bladder was going to explode. When the bus finally reached my station, I ran to the bathroom, and by the time I came back, I'd missed the next bus I had to take home.
Hold up, hold up. Now, if that was me, I would have soon whipped them down and pissed on the side of the road. Don't know about you, girl. Do you know what I mean? I ain't getting the UTI for no one. Just let it out. Carry on.
Anyway, while I waited for the next bus, I made a phone call home to let them know I'll be very late. After I hung up, I saw the guy who was standing down the other end of the station right in front of me. He spoke my language and heard me talk on the phone. We started talking. The bus didn't come for another hour. He said if it was an A bus, only I could get on, but if it was a B, we both could, as it will go further down. The bus finally came and it was an A bus. I said goodbye, at this point not even knowing his name. Whilst getting on the bus, I saw his reflection on the window of the bus and looked back to ask why he was getting on the bus. He said, look, the bus number has changed to B. I've seen that happen before with buses, so I didn't think much of it. I got on and he sat beside me. We continued talking as if we had known each other for ages. He told me about his girlfriend. I wasn't really in a serious relationship then. I told him about my family. My stop came first. As I was about to get off, he said, I hope to see you again. I asked if he was on Facebook. He said, no, let's see if we meet again. I looked confused and he said, you know, destiny, fate. Let's see if destiny brings us together again.
All that.
I felt faint. All I said was, you are so weird, and got off the bus. And she got off the bus. What gets even weirder is the same morning I had wished for destiny to catch up to me. At work, I asked my co-workers how they met their spouses, and by the end of their story, I heard one of them say, if that is not destiny, I don't know what is. I thought to myself, I believe in destiny, but how come I haven't met anyone that I was so sure it was destiny? And that same day, I found myself with a complete stranger on a bus telling me, let's see if destiny brings us together again. The story gets even more miraculous. 3 months later, I decided to tell my best friend about this stranger I'd met on the bus. She was so shocked when I told her his name. That's my fiancé's best friend, she said. He hasn't been happy with his girlfriend, and my fiancé kept saying that he wanted to hook up with you and thought you would do him good. I mean, however you want to take that.
But wait, so he knew her, but she didn't know him.
So she obviously hadn't told her friend until like a year down the line and mentioned his name, and she was like, oh wait, that's my fiance's best mate. And then she said, so he's my best friend's fiance's best friend. Both me and my best friends are teachers. Both him and his best friend did, I can't pronounce that.
Some sort of science.
Some type of science degree. It's been a year that night. I heard he broke up with his girlfriend and that he was planning to get married too, but haven't heard from him. I don't know who he is or what type of connection we have or what will happen next, but I haven't been able to stop wondering about the miraculousness of it all.
I've got two points to make.
Right, okay.
A, you could have made that a lot shorter.
Yeah. But you have to build a story.
But there's a lot of...
I'm confused. It's like, so he said that he wanted to hook up with her, but I thought he didn't know who she was.
Yeah, and B, the story didn't even end with like that being like an example of fate, because they didn't end up seeing each other again.
And Nick, we've all met someone we fancy and we thought, yeah, I would.
Yeah, but don't you think it's weird how like in the afternoon at work, she's like, oh, like I wish, you know, talking about destiny and fate. And then that evening on the way home...
I think she's romanticising it.
I love it.
I do believe in destiny and fate, but in that case, if there was a conclusion where she was like, and then my best friend married. And her boyfriend, we went out and we got married, then I'd be like, yeah, that's fate, because it did happen, but nothing's happened of it.
Yeah, but it could have. This is just
Yeah, but it hasn't.
Yeah, but it could have.
Yeah, but I could win the lottery tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that could be fate.
If you were showing me an example of fate or destiny, then yeah.
Look, but all listen, I'm saying is...
I admire the research and I admire...
Don't you think, though, how small decisions that you make, so like starting a new job or what bus you get on or what bar you go into, like small decisions you make that you don't even think about could lead you on a completely different path the whole rest of your life. How weird is that?
Me, myself, can say to that one, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's just life, isn't it?
I agree, because I feel like, again, if I hadn't gone to university, I'd never met Russell, blah, 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 that type of thing. And, like, if we went in the same dorm, if he hadn't parked his car behind mine, like, if I hadn't met, like, Josh outside in the shopping trailer, he's like, oh, come and meet my flatmates, I'd have probably never met Russell.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, I do believe in it, but I just don't think that's a great example. I do believe in that. It's like that, that TV show, was it Grace? No, Lily and... What was it, the Christmas film? Lily and Dash and Lily. That was like a play on serendipity, part of the film.
Yeah, like she picked up
like the book. Picked up the book that he'd written a note in or and all that type of stuff. I do believe in it, definitely. But also, I was thinking the other day, I feel like from a young age, girls are taught to be like, think about like getting married and things like that. But do you have like details of your wedding already in your head, like how you want it, even before you've met anyone?
Yes.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so this is how I want the day to go. I want a really simple, stress-free wedding. And I know weddings can, people say, oh, it's impossible for it not to be stressful, but I don't think it needs to be stressful. I would love to get married in Italy, just hire out a lovely Airbnb, small ceremony. Like great DJ,
me get all the dancing in the moonlight.
Order pizzas for food, gelato for like afters, Aperol spritz, limoncello. Obviously, be with the person that I want to be with.
Yeah, but I know that. But I'm talking like the actual details of the day.
Oh yeah, I think all girls will probably have songs in their head and think, oh, that'll be my first dance song. Do you know what I mean? It's like. Do you know what? I have like 10.
All the single ladies, just for fun.
Do you remember, Britt, when we photographed that wedding and their first dance song was like Biggie Smalls?
What was it? How'd it go?
Biggie, can't you see?
No, it wasn't!
I remember standing there thinking
that's the first dance.
They didn't care. They didn't care what song it was, so the DJ just played anything.
Oh, I love it. Sometimes your voice just hypnotizes me. I remember the wedding though, and everyone was on the dance floor, and we were doing the photography. And I thought, "Fuck! I just wanted to have a couple of shandies and get involved."
I was saying this to you the other day. I've got an idea. You know, when people on their wedding day, they don't walk down to like "Here Comes the Bride." They have like another song playing. I've not got a song for that.
I like it when you come with big pop.
No, I wouldn't want to. I don't think I'd want like people dancing down the aisle.
No,
it'd be funny, but I don't think I'd want it for myself. But I have a song that I want. Playing as you leave the church, so you just got married and you leave the church.
What's that? It's the to watch her leave.
No, you know the film. Is it she's all that? He's all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've definitely watched it with you, Britt.
How's it go?
Well, basically, the song is "Kiss Me" by is it Sick?
Kiss me right down the.
No,
moist. That's moist.
No, but. It's not about the lyrics. Basically, in all of them kind of like rom-com films, when it's like a nice ending, you just hear the little intro of that music and I just thought, oh, that'd be lovely walking out to the church too. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I'm going to have to
play. Right, so let's imagine it. Anne and Russ have just tied the knot.
Everyone's throwing confetti.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Throwing confetti.
You know what
and
I
this
think
comes
would be
on.
Better. All right.
What? Can I just, yeah, this is, and then not even necessarily the word.
I thought you were going to press this. Listen to this one. And this is the first option, ready?
Kiss me through the phone.
No, that's not the one I was going for. This is what I wanted. Just like just the music, not the actual, like, singing, but as you're just walking up, this playing in the background. In them type of films, it's like a really cute moment, and I'm just thinking it'd be so cute walking out of a church too.
Russ needs to get proposing.
Well, I think Bruno Mars would be better. How's it going, that rope song? I look so good.
It's actually on the floor.
No.
Oh. I'm going to leave the door open.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that TikTok where someone does a massive shit, then walks out of the toilet and then puts on that song, I'm going to leave the door open.
I love that. That's actually me.
That's inspired by Annie.
It's me at work.
I mean...
Not at work. Mate, let's talk about taking the poo at work. Do we all do it?
And I took an elastic for it.
I've actually got a story about this.
Right.
So, there's a bird in the other office. What? What?
I've just had a flashback of a really traumatic experience.
So, there's a bird in the other office that fucking hates it when women take shits at work. And every time someone fucking lands one, she comes in our office and complains. She's like, the serial shitter's back. And I'm like, listen, I don't agree with it. If you've got to go, you've got to go, but clean up after yourself afterwards.
Yeah, in
all honesty, in our office, there is a serial shitter and they're fucking grim, fucking rotten. But, like, sometimes you just got to do it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, so I'm not saying I'm not guilty. There's been times I've had to go.
But you've cleaned up after
myself. I've done a little spray, choo-choo-choo-choo, and I've got on with my day. Mm. But now, every time I feel the urge to go, I just get self-conscious. I think she's going to catch me and think I'm the serial shitter.
You let it rip.
No, it's like, you know when you go through the airport and you know you're not a criminal, but you feel like one?
Yeah. Literally
one of them ones. Whatever, serial shit. Where the fuck are you?
I just think when you gotta go, you gotta go. Like, as long as you, like, you know, remove evidence, put the seat down, spray toilet paper in the bog, whatever you need to do, do it and make it quick and don't look guilty. Walk out of that bathroom with the confidence of knowing what you just did.
Well, you just do it with chest. Go on, Anne.
Yeah. Have you ever been caught on the bog? Has someone ever opened the door?
No. I can tell by your face they have.
No, honestly, it was the most traumatic thing. Like, it broke me as a person. Basically, we'd gone out for a meal. It might have been Rosso, I don't really know. It was somewhere in Manchester, went for a meal, and then after we went to Primark, and whatever I ate was fucking churning. And when I tell you, like, I was getting stabbing pain, the sweat, and I was like, I need to go to the toilet, like, now. I bear in mind it was like 7. I was thinking, fuck, where the fucking town's open? Like, where can I quickly run in to go to the toilet? Like, Primark doesn't have a toilet. So I was like, Mom, I'll meet you outside. I just got to go to the toilet. So I go outside, Costa's open. So I live in Costa, buy a Diet Coke because I'm one of them people. Like, I don't want to just use the toilet without buying something because they're a bit sus then, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a Diet Coke. Luckily, the queue went too long because at this point, it was like touch and go whether I was even going to make it.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, do you have it on the toilet cone? They're like, yeah, this is it, blah, blah, blah. So I go in there, lock the door. Next minute, I can hear beep, 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 beep. And I'm going, it's occupied. Someone's in here. Bear in mind, it's locked. And I can hear, doo, 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 doo. And the handle's going. Someone's in here. There is someone in here. Next minute, this, like, teenage boy opens the door and I'm sat there, like, trying to cover myself. And he goes, oh, and shuts the door. And I'm like, right, I need to wrap up and get out of here now.
It's even worse. It's like a teenage boy. If it was a mum, you'd be like, oh, she's one of the girls.
Yeah, it's one of the girls. It was a fucking boy. And then he ran out. And didn't even shut the door, so I had to get up and shut the door. He just fucking ran because he was just... And then I was like, excuse me, Dan, I'm literally, like, midway through an IBS episode here. Oh, I want to tell you. I just wanted to stay in that toilet so I never had to leave.
I think I was with you when that happened.
You're by yourself. I'm someone just walked in and I was like, what? Yeah,
no, but I think I was in Manchester with you when that happened, so I vaguely remember it.
Oh.
She pretty FaceTimed you after it happened.
The second you started saying that, it just comes to me. Like, I think I did block it out of my memory.
Oh my God, Annie.
But yeah, toilets at my work, there's like three, and then there's like three in the girls' room, and then there's one by itself on the other side of the building. So, like, if I ever need to go number two, I always try and go to the single one because I can't.
Why are you giving your secrets away on there? Because now every time that toilet
I think that's what everyone does.
Oh.
Because it's like, The cubicles are like thin plywood things as well. It's not even like very sound.
Thing is, you've got to concentrate as well if you're doing a shit.
Yeah.
I've got to feel comfortable, do you know what I mean? Otherwise, it just don't flow.
Yeah, so...
Bless you,
I try not to. If I can hold it till I get home, I will hold it till the day I die.
Oh, no, not me. I won't give myself a stomachache for no fucker.
I couldn't... Yeah, but I'm telling you now, I could not go into that free cubicle toilet and do a poo. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't. I'd rather... leave the building, jump on the tram, go down to Piccadilly Station, pay 10p and go in them toilets.
Isn't it mad that you have to pay 20p in a train station to
Yeah, but I don't care. I would
30p in London?
I would do that.
Jesus.
So, yeah. All in all, not great experience.
Never mind.
Win some, you lose some, innit? I bet he had a fight in his life.
We both lost something. He humiliated himself and then humiliated me as well.
Left the door. I'm going to leave the door open.
And do you know what them toilets are like as well in Costa, the disabled ones? They're not small rooms. They're big rooms.
So you're like
so it's not even like I could reach the fucking door, like reach the door and so put it. I had to get up.
You're just trying to cover your vag whilst doing a little run to shut the toilet door. Beep, 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 beep.
And then I could hear the door open and I was thinking, I don't know how much harder I can shout.
Oh my God.
But I was thinking, that is so stupid. Like, surely if the door's locked from the inside, you can't unlock it with the code. Because that defeats the object. I'll call Costa out on that because that's not on.
That's not on, Costa. That's not on.
She ain't having it, mate. She ain't having it, Costa.
No, sort that's from my experience that I didn't have to go through, but you made me go through. Sort it out.
Yeah, I think we need to discuss something as well.
What? Oh, God, what?
Why do we all fancy Justin Bieber again? Let's start from
there. Oh, my God.
Bieber fever, darling.
Honestly, every time he comes on the radio, Bruce at work goes, he's got the sauce, because I said it once.
Yeah.
But there's something about him. It's just, I fancy him something chronic.
Are we going to talk about when he slid into your DMs, mate? Let's talk about that.
No, I don't, because Hayley might listen.
Well, I think we need to talk about it.
And I don't want her getting jealous.
What did he say?
He says, I'll see you.
Oh.
That's a bit creepy.
No,
well, no, it's not at the time.
I was a believer. She was a believer. And I was tweeting him, will you ever notice me? So he DM'd me, I see you.
Well, apparently back in my Facebook days, I made a page saying, if you like Justin Bieber, then something's wrong with you. Something like along them lines. I only found
You're
it the other day.
You're a fucking hater. You're a hater.
But again, I don't remember making it. But it was under my account, so I must have. Unless someone made me admin.
I mean, he's had a bit of a weird life, hasn't he? Like, you know, he's done some things that make you think, oh, you're a dickhead. But then he's just got it.
Yeah, but it's like child stars.
Mm.
I remember hearing one of One Direction saying, like, one person I feel so sorry for is Justin Bieber because, like, when we were in a big band when there was five of us, I remember feeling like, wow, like when you blow up out of nowhere, he's like, I can't imagine doing that without five other people going through the same experience.
Yeah,
like if you do that by yourself at that age and you've got no like people who are going through the exact same thing to like talk about your things with, I can imagine that's so, so difficult and traumatizing.
Very traumatizing.
You'd just be surrounded by yes men.
Yeah, and like old people, like you're not surrounded by people your age either. So he probably had to like grow up quickly.
Yeah, fucking
but then also like not live his teenage years, which obviously then he did after.
That's when you rebel and that's when we had.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Justin, who just hated everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
But let me tell you that video of him dancing. Oh, baby.
Yeah, he's got the move. 100%.
He's got the fucking sores. It's a grin for me. It's the little grin he does when he gives it some.
It's the cockiness.
Yeah, it's just a confidence. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. She can't believe.
Has anyone watched the Demi Lovato documentary on YouTube? The first two episodes?
Mate, it's crazy.
It's mad. It's really crazy. Like, she had people on her team who would control everything, like what she eats. She would only allow to be around 100% sober people. And, like, she was miserable to the point because, obviously, she was an addict. So when she went sober, like her team literally controlled everything. Like they'd make sure people weren't eating certain foods around her, like, but controlling her day to day everything. It was really like, no wonder she finally broke and then had obviously this heroin overdose.
Because in the documentary as well, her assistant walked into a house and knocked on the door and she didn't answer. And she was like, oh, like they'd been out the night before for a party or something. And she didn't answer. So she went back downstairs for like half an hour, went back upstairs and knocked again, nothing. And then she thought, this is weird. So she walked in, and she walked in, Demi was like blue. And then the doctor said, if her assistant, and the thing is, her assistant came back down. They didn't even call the police because they were scared that the management would be pissed off.
No, they're scared that Demi would be annoyed as well.
Yeah.
Because she obviously doesn't want people knowing.
Doesn't want people knowing.
And then when they called the ambulance, they said, can we please not have any sirens? They're like, we have to have sirens. It's an emergency.
And then the doctor said, if your assistant hadn't called the police when she did, you wouldn't have survived. Like, she had, like, 2 strokes, 3 heart attacks.
She woke up blind.
Yeah.
From it, like, legally blind.
Why? Because she had so much heroin.
Just because
it was lined with fentanyl or something. She'd mixed crack cocaine and heroin and her, yeah, it just definitely watch it. It's eye opening. And even just like that industry is mad.
No, but as well, like, I think the reason, like, she had like 3 strokes. Like, when she woke up, she was like legally blind. Like, she's got her vision back now, but she has certain blind spots. So, say she tries to pour herself a bit of water, sometimes, like, she'll be doing it out of the corner of her eye and she'll completely miss the cup because she's got like a blind spot. But that's because, obviously, like, when she was like unconscious and like, I think she choked on her sick mm-hmm. when she was overdosing, she was obviously, she was breathing, but barely. So, like, the oxygen was like starved of, no, the brain was starved of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's when why she's had all of these other side effects. It's just crazy.
Is she on drugs now?
She relapsed like a couple of months after, but she even says now she drinks and smokes weed. She's like, it's so hard as an addict to be like, I'm going to cut everything out for the rest of my life. She's like, it's impossible. So she's like, for me, I do it in moderation now, but obviously not the hard stuff. But she's done like 2 documentaries on it now. Like, she's so good at hiding it when she's on it.
Mm.
Like, she was doing shows like off her face. And you wouldn't, really? You wouldn't be able to tell. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Mm. And how awful is this as well? The drug dealer who provided the drugs the night she overdosed raped her while she was unconscious and then left her for dead.
What, that night?
Yeah, he sexually, because they asked, they when she came around, they said, "Did you have consensual sex that night?" And she said, "No." So he must have, like, provided the drug. She must have taken it, obviously been off her face, and then he must have done stuff and then just left her when she started to overdose. Advantage. Yeah, awful.
Wow.
It's definitely, like, just opened your eyes a lot.
But why was he still there when she'd done the drugs, though?
I suppose, like, if it's her deal that she'd been going to for months, it might just be, like, friends. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's crazy.
It's even, like, just that whole industry, like, you know, Britney Spears and all of that, like, craziness surrounding that. And how, like, who else? Like, Whitney, like, look at people like Whitney Houston. Like, all these, like, that amount of pressure can't be healthy for, like, you know, I'd say, like, young stars.
Mm.
Like, you know, Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato.
Or Rebel at one point.
Yeah.
So I just had to look at Demi's Insta. Fuck me.
It's worth a watch. The episodes are coming out weekly on YouTube. So the first 2 are out. They're like half an hour.
On what? Her channel?
YouTube.
Yeah, it's just on YouTube. It's on the trending page at the minute. But definitely worth a watch, but I think you'd find it quite interesting. Nothing's off the table, let's put it that way.
Yeah, best way. We love it.
Right, I don't know if I'm going to sound a bit cuckoo to you guys, but do you believe in, like, crystals and then working?
No.
To bring you, like, peace as a person?
No.
I like crystals. I like the look of them. But for me, no. But if people believe that and use it as, you know, ways to cope, yeah, and
fair
things.
Play.
Fair play.
Well, because obviously last year when we went to New York, we got our auras photographed.
Mm.
And I think I was waiting to shoot at work, and I was just going through because my main chakras were the root chakra and the sacral chakra, which are like the red and orange colours. So they're like the bits that are located in like the lower area of the body.
In the coochie.
And they were saying, like, when they're blocked, how to unblock them. They were saying, like, what crystals...
We know how you unblock a mate on a Costa toilet.
No. Oh, God. that threw me a bit off balance. Sorry.
No, casting of Kichi, go on.
No, basically, I was reading about them two chakras that she was telling me that that are my kind of main ones. And like, if they're blocked, how to unblock them. And when they're blocked, it's like your creativity, like, it dries up. And you can, I know it's like when people go to like fortune tellers and they believe that, like, when I read stuff like that, I do believe it.
No,
like astrology.
I went into that aura reading completely like, this is a load of shit. I've just handed over like $30.
It was the best thing I've ever done.
And it was in like Chinatown in a really small shop. Like, there was like three people in there and I thought, I'm not sure about this. But I did it because I was like, you know, whatever. And she literally, I nearly cried. And I'm not like that, but she like read me for filth.
Yeah.
She just... Even things that I hadn't even told people, she was like, yeah, yeah.
I believe in astrology 100%. Like, I am a Virgo through and through, but I'm not sure about crystals.
But basically, I was reading, again, how to unblock your chakras. So I was thinking, oh, because obviously at the minute I've been feeling a bit like down, not myself. And I was thinking, oh, maybe it could be something to do with this. I'm just looking into this, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying, like, crystals, for them, certain chakras that can help you unblock them, open them up, blah, blah, blah. And like when you actually read some of, like, again, I don't know what it does in particular, but when you read like the purpose of each crystal, I just thought, I was literally on a crystal shop, like, okay, I'm gonna buy like 10 of these, 2 of these.
Fuck's sake.
So like there was one, I think it was like red carnelian.
And what are you gonna do with the crystals? Look at them.
Well, they say you can put them under your pillow.
Yeah, you can put them in your pocket.
You, if you decorate them around your house, it could... yeah, again, I'm very new to this. I'm not saying I'm going for it, but I was really...
That would not go with my aesthetic.
But they say, like, you can see them under your pillow. Again, there was one... There was onyx, which is, like, this like pure black crystal, and they say, like, it really pulls any negativity out of your life, and it's a protecting stone.
You know what is also great?
But I was just really, I was literally, I took a nosedive, and at the end of it, I was like, oh my God, you haven't hit all these.
You know what is also great? What is also great for that? A bottle of Merlot.
Yeah, baby. Don't worry about
Let
that.
Me but just if say.
Want, if you want the negativity gone down, then we need a couple of shandies now, but sure.
No, the thing is, we're not saying that these things don't work. I'm open to things like that, because after that, when we had our auras read, I was like, okay, maybe there is some truth in this. And Bev got hers done and Clara, and they were all very, like, none of us said anything. Like, I was going in there, I was like, I'm not going to give them anything to go off. And she was like, you're very tired at the minute. Like, have you been traveling a lot? You've not been eating well. You've not been sleeping right. And she spoke about how, you know, mean relationships, mean friendships. And it was very accurate. And I was like, okay, can you stop now? But it's interesting. I think just keep an open mind. It's like when people say, oh, aliens don't exist. Like, are you that ignorant to think that we're the only like life form in a planet galaxy that is like,
right, we're
you know.
Is it bad that I want to go back to New York just to get my aura photographed?
Britt, we need to take, like, we need to go to New York. Cheb's on tour,
New York.
Yeah, babe.
Shall we? I'm putting this out here now because we've got time. If things are starting to look good come like December, should we go to New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to ask me twice.
Yeah, babe.
But like early December.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it gets cold. Like really cold.
Well, when else can we go?
What, yeah, so you want to go in December?
At the start of December.
At the start of December.
Is it expensive?
We don't have to go to the bougie places.
Thing is, I think you can, New York is definitely cheaper than LA. Like, it's kind of like British prices, whereas LA is just like ridiculous. Like, oh my God, for a green juice, it's like $13. And it's like, it's literally spinach and water. It just depends. I think you can do New York cheap, but I think we'd just get an Airbnb in like Soho, somewhere like.
Or Greenwich Village.
Yeah, we know the areas.
Sex and City Life.
Yeah.
Why are they called the same as London? Who copied who?
There's a Soho in LA as well, isn't there? Am I imagining that?
I think there's Sohos everywhere. I don't know.
I don't know.
It must be when Britain,
yeah,
over, you know, whatever.
Who do you think out of all of the Sex and the City characters we are?
Oh,
Brit's got to be Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think Brit is Carrie.
Why? I've never watched it.
What?
Never watched Sex and the City?
I've seen like what she looks like, but I've never watched it. What's her character like?
She's
in fashion.
Yeah, very fashionable, very creative.
It's just the friendship they all have together. Yeah. That's like the main thing. Samantha's like the sex pest.
I think you are Miranda.
Ranger.
No, I'm Miranda.
Yeah, you're Miranda, love. I'm not.
Because she's very just like straight to the point, this is what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like you are the one with the beagles.
Yeah, I can't remember her name for the life of me, but yeah.
With the black hair. She's very just...
Who's a sex person?
To be decided.
Let's see what happens in Cheb's take on New York City.
Oh, baby.
Cheb's on the tune.
Yeah, I really want to go for a night out in New York.
Yes.
Because we did so much touristy stuff in the day that like by the evening we were like, oh, I'm so tired.
Don't forget I work for the American government though, so I can't go too fucking wild. Can't show my full ass out there. No, I can't show my full ass out there because if I get arrested, that's my job.
Just a cheek.
Just a cheek.
Just a cheek, yeah. Not the full ass.
I think if things are looking better by December, then I think, yeah, why not? Life's too short in it. Just book it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Do it.
Oh.
Hey. Malo in the UK.
Go back to that fabulous breakfast place that I just cannot stop thinking about.
No, you couldn't stop thinking about the man that served you. Sorry to hear this, Russ, but she fell in there.
He looked like Joe Jonas, but with monobrow.
And he was from New York. New York but men.
I think he was a bit Mexican.
I'm putting this out. I think New York men have got it.
Yeah, they've got the
energy. Can dress, they're polite, but they got the sauce.
They got the chat.
They got the chat.
To put it nicely.
Chat with the chips.
Well, listen, yeah. I know that.
Just good people,
hard workers, hard grafters. Like they say, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere.
You can make it anywhere.
That's the tea.
Okay, so this isn't really a dilemma, but it's kind of a point of convo. So the question is, girl code or follow your heart? So I'm trying to think of a scenario.
No, I'm joking. If it's girl code, if it's your friends, but I feel like if you don't know the girl and if she's been a dick to you, you don't know her nothing.
No.
If the girl's been a dick to you, yeah.
It's just completely circumstantial.
I feel like if you know of the girl and you know she's a nice girl, then girl code comes into place. But if you know the girl and she's been fucking
horrible
to you... Does it, though?
Because if she's not your friend, do you have loyalty?
This is where I think if you look at a man or a woman and think... You know what? They're the one for me, and I'm not going to stop till I get them. I think there's ways to go
but
about
you're a
it. Homewrecker. No, if they're in a relationship, then I think to tell someone you like them, even if they are in a relationship, you're not. That's to me. That's just expressing how you feel. It's up to them how they choose to go about it. But at least you're making yourself clear. But I feel like even with girl code, I am all for my girls, and you know, never cross any of the backs. But if I felt so strongly about someone that I felt like, look, I need to be honest with myself and with everyone and express your feelings, then I think there's boundaries to it.
I mean, for example, my friend Ray, the person she's married to now, her husband, he went out with her best friend twice in high school and middle school. So, like, he was literally... And then she was the maid of honour at their wedding.
Crazy.
But sometimes it's just how it goes. It's one day me and Russ might get married. You just never know.
Yeah, but did that person... Was that person given a heads up? Are they still friends now?
Yeah. The person he went out with in high school was literally there. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Because what I can infer is girl code is like you shouldn't go there because it's not part of girl code.
No, I think girl code's letting the other person be aware of the situation.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I'd say,
but then it's like, oh, I shouldn't do that. It's just girl code. Fuck girl code. Unless you're my best friend, I'm not bothered.
I think as well, people are very busy and like being other people's business.
I think it's just as long as you're a good human being, who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, I think all in all, just follow your heart.
I think just being transparent with everyone in the situation, but then also, like Britt says, you don't need to explain yourself if you know.
And just like, no, but you might not even know if you like them at this moment in time. So why do you have to explain it to anyone?
Yeah.
But just, I think personally, unless it's a very, very good friend and you're scared to lose them in your life genuinely, then look after yourself. That's what I think.
Be a bit selfish.
So if we're talking of a scenario, your friend and her boyfriend have split up.
But what? Yeah. How much are you friends?
Like, I'd say, like, in your friendship group.
Don't have a friendship group.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
So you're in a friendship. Think more to like high school days when you're in a big group of girls.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend's now single and you two really get on, you start to spark something up. You start talking to each other. Nothing's that happened so far, but you're just friendly. Do you give that girl, be like, just like a heads up, me and him are talking, don't know if it's anything, but obviously I just wanted to run it past you because of my friendship with you. Like, I really regard your friendship.
Are we talking hindsight, or are we talking about how I would have thought when I was back there?
No, talking now.
Oh, in hindsight, I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't bother because I'm not friends with any of the girls I was friends with in high school.
No, but think about in the present. If we were, like, if it was me or Soph, say me and Russell broke up, yeah?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then you and Russell got on. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but if it's someone, like, if it's one of my best friends, of course, well, I wouldn't go there anyway. But if it was one of my best friends, like someone I genuinely care about in my life, of course I would put them first. But if it's someone that I knew at a distance or I just knew of, fuck that.
I think that's fine. I think it's just when it's in like a close proximity where it's like,
I think in terms of loyalty, like, I wouldn't ever consider doing that.
Yeah, but say if things were dead in the water, like, I literally, if I was moved on... I could move on in a couple of months, who knows? I could find someone who I think, yeah, he's my soulmate.
Oh.
No, but I'm saying, and then you could start talking to Russell or whatever, and I could be like, yeah, like, go for it. Like, I'm completely past it.
Fair play,
but,
I'll say. Lovely job.
Yeah.
Russell, give us some sugar.
Love it. But I know, yeah, if I think it's only if they're, like, in my close circle that I'd have to be, like, okay, girl, kind of maybe I do need to speak to this person before. But
if I
just know of you, no chance.
No, you don't have any loyalty to them. It's, like, it's one of those, isn't it? Like, when if someone cheats on someone and then the person that cheated, like, say if you're in a relationship with a boy and he cheats on you, then it's, like, questioning the girl. But it's, like, the girl didn't have any loyalties to you because you're not in a relationship with the girl. You're in a relationship with the boy. So you need to have that out with them. That is not that girl's problem.
Yeah.
It's the same as that, isn't it? Well, it's not the same, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, with cheating as well, if someone cheats on their ex with you, then they're going to cheat on you. Do you know what I mean? It's in their, like, nature.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
If I've
cheated on someone before, and if it was someone I was genuinely in love with, I wouldn't have done it. I've cheated on someone before, but that doesn't mean to say I'm going to cheat on every partner I ever have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I think if that person has a track record of doing it to all of his previous girlfriends, then they'd be, like, red flag.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, trust them.
Especially if they're also getting a younger model every time.
And again, I think you'd only probably know that information if you were in that.
But here's the thing as well.
I don't think someone would openly tell you.
Here's the thing as well, and speaking from experience, if you're in a frame of mind where you want to cheat on someone or someone cheats on you, there's a problem. Like, that relationship isn't right. And that's subconsciously telling you something. Because if you feel like you want to cheat on a person, then something's not right in your relationship, because you wouldn't feel like that if it was.
Yeah, it wouldn't be even a thought. No, I just thought this as well, just some different dilemmas. This is probably for our male listeners, some female advice, guidance. So it says, why do all the shitty guys get the girlfriends and the nice guys don't? So I feel like we've spoken about this before, kind of like bad boys, excitement, drama. I think this comes with maturity, you know, because I feel like when you're younger, I think some girls, I've definitely been like this, when it's too perfect and they're too nice, it's kind of like, oh,
oh, I'm not sure. Whereas I feel like when there's a bit of excitement, and it sounds bad when there's a bit of like toxicity, like when it's a bit toxic.
See, I'm not like that. I don't like a bad boy.
But you don't like drama. You don't like confrontation.
I don't like confrontation.
No, but here's the thing. You don't like a bad boy, but you like banter. You wouldn't like a boy that bows down to you and wakes up and is like, oh, you've got such pretty eyes. Like, do you know how beautiful you are? Like, that would make me fucking cringe. Sometimes if you're just going to let one rip and then he turns around and is like, you're fucking disgusting, I'll be like, yeah, I know I am. But I think banter is so important. You've got to have like some kind of... I don't know, just some kind of humour in a relationship. And I guess that's down to the individuals, of course. But, like, if someone was to be telling me I'm beautiful all the time and, like, holding the door open for me and bowing down to my every move, I'd be like, oh, fucking grow a ball sack.
If they're being toxic, so, like, fuck that.
I think... I mean, I definitely went through a phase where you kind of go for, like, you know, your fuckboy era. I don't know if that's a thing anymore, but, like...
So self-destruct.
Yeah.
The thing is, Anne, like...
I think that comes from a place where I didn't probably respect my self-worth. I didn't have a lot of self-confidence either.
I think it also comes from a place where you didn't have a fucking clue that he was a fuckboy at the time. But anyway. Russell would happily tell you to go fuck yourself if need be, Anne.
Oh, yeah, I know. He has.
And that's what you need.
Yeah, it's definitely balance. Definitely balance. And, like, I'm in a place now where I just really, want a nice guy. Like, I want a nice person that, you know, has a bit of spark about them and can give it and take it. I think that's important.
Just having a nice soul. Like, when it comes to the word nice, it's like, I don't need to be fed compliments all the time. No. So long as I know how you feel about me. Just having a nice soul and, like, having your best interests at heart instead of, like, always complimenting you, I think, is important.
I think as well, like, compliments obviously are nice on the odd occasion, but, like, it's very skin deep, whereas, like...
Mm-hmm. Actions
obviously, like, speak louder than words, and, like, what that person does, like, for you and how they treat you speaks a lot louder than that.
And I think it's so much nicer when someone tells you you're a nice person. Like, as opposed to someone telling you you're pretty, because, I'm pretty. I'm what? Like, I don't need you to tell me that. I know that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so much nicer when someone comments on your character. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old.
No, I think it...
No, it definitely
I think
is.
When you're young, when someone... Oh, you're gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're stunner.
Yeah.
You're good. You're so fit. You're so fit. And, like, when you're young, you're like, okay. Because you don't understand that, like, shit's deeper than that. Like, I think as you get older, you realise what you want and what you kind of deserve.
And also, you can be the most beautiful person in the world, but, like if there's nothing more than that...
You're not asked about being on a boy's BlackBerry status on BBM.
No.
No.
Or being in his Bebo top 10.
No. Okay, so this is another dilemma that I found, and it says, my partner and I broke up because he realised he doesn't feel ready to fully commit into a relationship at the moment. What should I do beyond waiting?
What a dick.
Someone's answered in this, and they said, I'm afraid this guy's looking for a way out and hasn't got the balls to say it. And I think that it's difficult because he could have commitment issues. However, if you were really the one, I don't think those... I don't think that would come into consideration.
I think it's just one of them where it's like, I've said it so many times on so many episodes, but it's like, if they wanted to be a certain way with you, they would. Like, if they wanted to message you, if they wanted to see you, blah, 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 they would. And if they don't, or they're trying to make excuses, like, do you really want that? Do you really want someone half-assed or someone that you have to wait for? Like, you want someone that's absolutely 100% into you.
And if anything, like, this year's taught us, like, we ain't got time to wait about for people to decide. Like, you shouldn't have to be a decision. Like, if he wouldn't hesitate if you were the one. He'd look at you and think, I'm bloody lucky. Why would I even hesitate and say, like, you're not ready to commit? Like,
it just sounds like you want everything in a relationship but the title and the responsibility.
But that's not a relationship.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying, like... Some men are like that.
He said it himself. He's not sure if he wants to commit. Okay, move on, because I'm worth more than that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like investing in yourself.
Because if you're not ready to commit, there's someone that will be.
Yeah, 100%.
Amen. And like,
they also said like pressuring a guy into making a commitment rarely works because they'll most likely just run away scared. Like, it, you know, by you saying to them, yeah, like, I'm happy to wait, I'm happy to wait, that makes you look weak and that makes them think, oh, I've got the power here.
I don't even think it makes them be scared. I think they'd just be sitting comfortably, like,
they'd be like, oh, I've got time.
They'd be like, oh, sweet, she's willing to wait around. Happy days.
And you're just giving them that power, not power, because I don't like the thought of, you know, power struggles, but I think giving him that almost like satisfaction of him knowing like he's got you on the end of, you know, in his fingertips.
He just knows you're there if he's got no other option. And you never want to be that girl.
You never want to be an option.
And the second you get that message, you think, oh my God, he's ready to commit. He's asking me to come around. He must be ready to commit. And it's like, no, he's fucking bored and lonely. That's it.
Yeah. Mm. He's just really not that into you. And that's okay because someone will be.
And fuck him.
That's the tea. Fuck the me winners. Right. I think we should go into some funny stories because I found someone here and they've killed me. Like,
funny than Mark Costa one because I think you'll struggle to find one.
So some people's tweets, just like embarrassing stories, which I think everyone will just enjoy. So it says, I was in a park and a lady loudly called out, anyone who wants an ice cream, come over here.
I stopped you for a second. I thought you were going to go,
anyone want Balumba? I thought she was going to say, anybody wants some business?
So the old lady shouted, anyone who wants an ice cream, come over here. I headed over with several others. She handed out ices to them all and then asked me, who are you? I realised the rest of her family... 30 years later, I'm still cringed.
Oh my God.
So he full on went over to the family barbecue and went to take an ice cream.
And did he get one?
I mean, I think it'd be more awkward to not give him one.
That's like,
if he got an ice cream, he's the real winner, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's like as bad as calling your teacher mum.
No, that's as bad as walking off with someone when you're a kid and you're walking off with someone else's trolley and it's not your mum. I've done that.
When you were little, did you ever accidentally hold someone else's hand in the supermarket? She thought it was your mum.
But I remember being in Aldi, Bev packing up the shopping, and I saw a trolley move, so I thought it was that, so I started walking out with the trolley, and Bev goes, Annie, and I'm holding on to this old man's trolley, just walking out with him. Oh, there's nothing worse than getting lost in Tesco when you're a kid. Wow. The panic that goes through you.
Do you know how many times my mum's put my thing on the speaker that she's gone up to a customer service and got them to give me a shout out?
Oh my God.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine never got to that stage. I used to just be looking down every aisle like that. Going down the middle aisle and being like, right, that's our 13 done. Next one.
Oh, this is bad. This one's bad. I once genuinely thought this lady with outstretched arms was trying to give me a hug. Afraid that it was someone I knew in the past, I went in for the hug and she said, not you, dear. And when I turned around, her relative was coming behind me. I fled the scene in shame. Oh, my God.
No, I would have put my arm out and had a group hug. Share the love.
Bring it in, lads. Bring it in.
It's like when someone waves in the street and you wave at thing, they're waving at you, and it's like, no, it's someone like two meters behind you.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, so awkward.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how like humans just get embarrassed about the stupidest shit? Like things, like you're never probably going to see that person again. So what does it even matter? In that moment, you just want the ground to swallow
up. What's the most embarrassing thing you can remember like having done? And you're thinking, oh my God, no.
I'll tell you what mine was in uni. Because obviously I'm only 5'2", so if I have a couple of shandies, I get fucking spangled, and I'm talking blackout drunk. Like, and I used to drink vodka in uni. So there was once when it was the end of the night, and I was spangled, and the lights come on in the club. And I slipped over and fell over. And then the girl in front of me, I took her out as well. It was like a bowling ball. Like, my legs went under hers and she went down with me. And all the lights were on, so everyone saw it. Yeah, that was embarrassing. But I was drunk, so I didn't care. But the next day, I was like, fuck.
Oh, that's bad.
I can't even think. I think my life's been a bit like that. Oh, actually, one of the worst things that's happened to me, this was like back in the day, it's before I even friends with you. It was when we were with our local youth club, and we went on like a youth club trip to like Colchester swimming pool. because it was like apparently it was a really cool swimming pool.
Oh my god, what a throwback.
Yeah, this is really throwing it back. And basically, I was with two other friends at the time, and the lifeguard was proper fit, like so fit.
What, Colchester? And the
it was in like Colchester. I don't know. It was like a trip to go swimming in Colchester because like the pool was like amazing, but it wasn't all that. And I remember they had like these hot tubs, they had like cold ones as well. So we were like, okay, the lifeguard's really, really, really hot. He was like around our age. We were all trying to like get into this hot tub really gracefully. So I tried to go in. I don't know if I went front way in, you know. I don't really know. I think I went down the ladders or the steps front way in, and I went to put my foot out to like go onto the next ledge, but it was like deep, so I just went
like, no, you face didn't. Planted
in oh, like a cold God. Hot tub.
That's and like the lifeguard
was like,
me.
You're right. And I was like, this is really not what I was going for at the time. I was really going for like sophisticated.
So that's just reminded
not even,
me.
Not even sexy, but like not that.
So this was only last year as well. I went to an aqua aerobics class, and I'd really been trying to get booked onto it for ages, but every week it's fully booked.
Yeah.
So I got there, and I was the only person under 16, no word of a fucking lie. Like, one bird even turned up in her slippers because she forgot to change her shoes. But you know me, I love the oldies, so I was just having a bit of banter with them all. Anyway, we've gone into the changing rooms, we've all got changed. I'm in my little Adidas all in one, little blue number, getting ready for a bit of water aerobics. So I've got in the steps. Now, listen, one of them was a little bit slimy. One foot's gone and the other's gone with it. I've absolutely fell in. I fell in the pool in the shallow end. And all these other boys and girls are just like... I thought, what an amateur. I've picked myself up and I've carried on with the class like nothing happened. But,
I've just found this story. And on the topic of, like, swim pools, I think this one's going to just... I need to say it. Okay. My dad and his sister were swimming in a local swimming pool. They were doing lengths when she spotted him taking a breather at the pool edge. She swam up behind him and put both hands on his bald head and dunked him underwater while she held him there, ignoring his flailing. My actual dad swam past.
No.
Full on just dunked a random old man and held his head underwater thinking it was a dad.
And he's fucking kicking and screaming, mate.
So what happened when he got out?
I don't know, but oh my god, can you imagine? That's something I'd do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but
that poor man down. He's like flailing. She's still holding
down. That's attempted murder.
Yeah,
mate. Should we get prosecuted for that shit?
When I think back, I think I've had my fair share of embarrassing stories, to the point where I feel like I've had them for other people.
I think it's good though. I think it's funny.
Like, builds character.
Yeah, and
I can take the piss out of myself.
You've got to laugh at yourself.
Oh yeah.
Like, what's the worst thing that's gonna happen from it? Like, you're gonna feel a bit embarrassed for him like 10 minutes, and then you'll just laugh about it and talk about it on a podcast.
True. Yeah. I mean, there's some things that I probably can't talk about on the podcast though.
Yeah, me too. I just thought of one from work. It wasn't to do with me, it was to do with someone else.
I just thought of one from work as well, and I thought, I can't
talk about it. But all I'm saying is me and Bruce. Bruce had to take himself out of the room the other day because he was laughing so much about it.
Oh my God.
I texted him he said the next day he fell asleep with the boys, and I texted him a video of it, and he said he woke up at like 10 o'clock with his boys and he had to take himself downstairs so he didn't wake everyone up because he was laughing so much.
Oh my God.
And he literally texts me saying, my gut hurts, I'm laughing so much.
Mine's another toilet story, but I can't actually talk about it.
How many incidents
have you had on the shitter?
Too many.
Mate, I think this one is Brit if she was a kid. This story. When I was a kid, I ran up to a woman in line, pinched her ass and laughed, and then hugged her from behind thinking it was my mum. It wasn't. I think about this moment almost weekly. And my stomach still drops.
Well, do you know what I was about to say when Anne was telling the swimming pool story, but I thought it was a little bit weird. Me and my friend used to go to Centre Parks, right? We'd have competitions who could go underwater and pinch the most bums of random people underwater and then swim off. Oh, I mean, God. Obviously now it's sexual assault, but when I was little, it was just a bit of banter.
2 years ago.
I mean, Bruce at the Christmas party, all I did was pinch his ass. His fault for looking so good in that burgundy suit.
You love an older man, though.
Mate, he took a video of me dancing at work the other day, and the first thing he said after us, oh, I better delete that in case the missus see it.
What I'm saying is in the family group, chat today, because obviously it's Dan's birthday, everyone's been sharing pictures of Dan, and Bev shared one when he was younger, and I was going to forward it to you, but my phone's died, so I can't do it.
Oh.
But you found
new screensaver. Go on, slaves. Forward it on.
Forward it on.
Are you encouraging this or what? Do you want Mary to hate me?
You ain't going to do shit, love.
Ain't I? Because I will ask him for a kiss on my birthday.
Nice.
Oh. Like I say, a bit of Peaky Blinders, darling.
Just sent it to you, love.
Cheers, love. Hey, well, Mary landed on her feet at that disco, didn't she?
She... Didn't they... We should get them on to talk about how they met, because I think that'd be really cute. When we're on holiday, we should...
It's a bit of a rough in there. Was he a bit of a bruiser?
Yeah, mate. Navy boy.
Did boxing.
How do you think his nose got so flat, darling? Been in a couple of scraps.
McGregor vibe there.
My quote of the week is by John Steinbeck, and it says, "Don't worry about losing. If it is right, it happens. The main thing is not to hurry. Nothing good gets away."
Fucking right. Right, love.
Nothing good gets away, people.
And I'm sorry, I'm not having set two doors.
And that's bringing it back. Here. It's bringing it all back to my starting idea.
No, I'm not having set two talk down to me here. I'll have you know, I was the only one in my fucking class that did the hire paper because Mr. Brody said there weren't any room in set two for you, so they had to put you in set three.
Do you know what they said to me? There weren't any room for set... That's probably because there weren't any room for me in set one, so I had to go down to set two. And Miss Knox was fuming. She said I was worthy of set one. Sup, your fucking ass.
Is it, darling?
Anyway, it is, darling. That lovely quote, which I just said before you two interrupt me about your bloody set one, set two malarkey, brings it all back down to fate and serendipity, as I was talking about at the start. If it's meant to be for you, it will come back to you. And don't hurry. Just ride the wave.
And no one to stop.
What? And also, set one, set two, that's all just messed up, really. Anyway, that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah, fuck patriarchy.
Yeah, patriarchy.
She means hierarchy.
Patriarchy.
Period.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
You want mine, girls, or you doing yours, babe?
No, you go for it, set two.
We'll do set three.
One sec.
Right, mine is... Know your worth. It's always a beautiful moment when you know how much worth you bring to yourself, to others, and to the world. Never let anyone tell you you're less than the value you know you have. Isn't it?
Baby.
Mm. And that's
what you see. From the way you read that, I can see why you're in set two.
Why is that? Does it not flow? Am I not a poet?
Oh, dear.
Listen, I didn't want to be an actor. I want to be a creator, and that I am. Appreciate them now. We both got Fs in A level, so what's the problem?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, first round we did.
I got an A. It was a baby.
I know, I got a C in the end, but there was at one point where I got an F. But we all had to have a meeting.
I feel like art was impossible. Oh, mate, I got a U twice in biology.
Mate,
it's impossible. She had a favourite.
Listen to this. Me, Dime Badge, had to have a meeting with Miss Walker, Miss Tilbrook, Mr. O'Neill, and Mrs. Crook. Now, can you imagine the scenes?
Why?
All in Miss Walker's office because I got an F. But everyone in the class got an F or like an E. So obviously, Badge being Badge, don't get angry often, but when he does, he fucking does. And he goes, I understand why we're here, but it seems to me no one in your class has got any higher than an F. So do you not think you want to be taking a bit of a closer look at yourself? Anyway, their arseholes are like this, mate. You should have seen Miss Walker trying to get out of it.
Cheeky bit.
Long story short, in the end, I got a C.
Happy days. Happy days. Okay, so my quote is, short and sweet, embrace what is.
Absolutely. Is. what it is.
Yeah. Might not be where you want to be at the minute, but embrace where you're at.
Yeah, we need to all do that more and often. Just enjoy life. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself. Just stop putting so many targets for yourself. Just enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're going to look back one day and think, why the hell was I worried about that?
Why did I care?
It's good to care, but
why do I care that much?
But if you're caring that much where it comes between you and your happiness, like, nah. It's not worth it. Life's too short.
Got a massive spot coming here.
On that note.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Okay,
so that's it. And that goes for everything, if you know what I mean. Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it before you tap it, loves.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note,
is that right, love?
So on that note, guys, that's the end of this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. As you can tell, we just kind of rolled a bit this week.
Yeah, I feel like the past two episodes have been quite, you know, we've had a couple of guests on. I think it's nice to have these episodes.
Talked about some heavy topics.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the entire concept for this podcast is girls group chat.
And this is the type of shit we talk about.
That's our core. Do you know what I mean? This is the kind of thing we talk about on FaceTime every night. So just fucking let the world hear it.
Preach.
Bish, bash, brosha. Bish, bash, brosha. Everyone, have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely week. When this goes out, we'll officially be allowed to see 6 people in the garden.
Love it.
So if you're not having a barbecue this weekend, what the fuck are you doing? Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Take care of yourselves, drink plenty of water, take some self-care time, have a bath, have a cup of tea. Thanks again for listening.
And as always, if you want to keep up with our weekly antics, you can follow us at Get It Off Your Chest Podcast on Instagram. You can follow us on Spotify.
Apple Music.
For Australian listeners. And you can subscribe to us on Apple Music. Give us a little rating review. We'd love to hear from you.
Get involved with our little polls. A little review on Apple Music, because we love that shit.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
And just even DM us. Like, tell us what you want to hear. I love it.
Talk to us. Like, if you're having a bad day, tell us why.
Yeah.
If you hate that bitch from across the road, Sandra, tell us why, because we hate her too. Let's talk about it.
Let's just get it off
everyone's chebs. If you know what I mean?
Big,
get it
small.
Off the chebs.
Who cares?
Get it off the nipples. Let's fucking go. Let's have another week. Let's have another Moscato. Let's just roll with it.
Roll the punches.
Roll the punches. Pow, pow. Look forward to Wheaton Rally. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.